The COVID-19 pandemic has forced many family, business, and government meetings to be held virtually, and that includes Monday's Syracuse Common Council meeting.
Would the clerk please call the roll?
Yes, Madam President. Councilor Bay.
Here.
Councilor Rudd.
Here.
Councilor Green.
Here.
For probably the first time in the city's history, councilors were not present in chambers for a regular voting session. Instead, with permission from the governor's office, they voted remotely via web conference. One of the items on the agenda was to approve a labor agreement between the city and the police union, and to amend the budget to cover the $20 million additional cost over the 4.5-year contract. This is the same deal that councilors rejected twice before. Councilor Tim Rudd has led the opposition.
There are three questions. How much does it cost? What value do we get? How do we pay? And over time, the answers just fell short. In the simplest terms, we just don't have the money to pay for this contract. So with that, I introduce it and I urge everyone to vote against it.
And they did, by a margin of 8-1, with Councilor Joe Carney as the lone yes vote. This most likely means that the contract will go to arbitration, where a third party will try to reach some middle ground. The contract details were hashed out for months between the Walsh administration and union leaders, who agreed the educational, second language, and longevity incentives are needed to make the department more competitive in recruiting and retaining officers. Police Chief Kenton Buckner pleaded with councilors in December to plan for the future of the police force, which he says is in a crisis. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.